This is a Little Empire podcast. We're doing a mini festival with your favourite shows in Auckland, New Zealand on February 25th and 26th. Details and tickets are at littleempirepodcast.com/live.
Thank you so, so, so much to bigpipe.co.nz. Don't know who they are? We'll let you know. They are an ISP. What does that stand for, Chris?
Internet service provider. I actually panicked when you asked me that question. Anyway, you can check out bigpipe.co.nz and check out their amazing deals. They're such a great internet service provider.
They're so good. They've got no limits on all those gigs and gigs of internet you want to consume.
Giggity, giggity.
And plans to start from, I'm embarrassed to say it. Just kidding. I love saying it. They're from
$69.
Just like the mutual oral sex. Thank you so much, Big Pipe.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Producer Tim is out of the room, and
so the boys are on their own today.
Yeah, and when the cat's away,
the mice will talk about.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh no, I was going to talk. It was bad. I was just going to talk about the theme of the episode. But the mice will gay is so much better.
It's really strong. I wish it had been able
that
to
should
be
your
heard uninterrupted.
That should. It should be your Twitter bio.
When the cat's away, the mice will gay.
Yeah.
Oh god, that is good.
That's all right. You've got what is yours at the moment? Just promoing everything that you do.
Yeah, it's boring.
Same.
It's just like, come on this one.
I'm gonna come and check out all my things.
Come to my gigs.
Welcome along to the Male Gaze, first time listeners and repeated fans of the Male Gaze.
Repeat offenders, am I right?
Yeah.
You guys are gonna get locked up because you are overdosing on this podcast.
This gay podcast.
It is the hottest day of the Auckland summer so far.
We are dying in here, which means we've opened the door to the recording studio.
Producer Tim's not here.
So a bird might fly in or something, or a cicada. These are all sounds that might happen in the background. God, do you like cicadas?
Yeah, I actually really do.
They are my number one, like, I hate insect.
Really?
Yeah, I hate them.
I find them beautiful.
I think they're, like, juicy and bitsy, and I'm scared they're going to...
No, they're dry, and their wings look like stained glass windows.
We have such very different, like, visions of cicadas.
This is why we have a podcast, because of these different points of view.
A cicada once flew into my room at night, and I didn't sleep. I, like, almost ran out.
Really?
I was terrified of it.
What's crazy is they're so loud, like a cricket. If a cricket's in your room, you won't notice. If a cicada gets inside,
You'll know.
They are divas.
I think when it comes to bugs, if I can hear the bug land on something, like that. I'm like, it's too big, it's disgusting,
it's gotta go.
Get it out.
Okay,
that's just my feeling on cicadas.
I tried to get a daddy long out of my flatmate's room because she was freaking out the other day.
Those are the most gentle spiders.
Is it true that they, so the rumor is that they are super poisonous, but their mouth is too small to bite you?
Or like they don't have the fangs. That's like Ricky Gervais has some stand up on that, but I think it's true because he's a comedian who checks his facts.
He's a
smart comedian.
What I like about him is that he does comedy, but it's like educational.
Yeah, that's what I love about Ricky Gervais.
Hey, it's a sport themed episode.
Rugby, rugby, rugby.
Oi, oi, oi.
Sports, sports, sports.
Kick the ball in the face.
Put it in the wickets.
I am batting.
I am fencing.
I am playing volleyball.
So we don't know much about sports.
But we did just watch the Super Bowl halftime show.
We did, yeah. I'm a big fan of the Super Bowl halftime show, but like really started getting into it like when Beyonce did it, like last. It was so
beautiful.
Good.
Should we do the fact of the gay first?
Yeah, we should get into the fact of the gay. Whoa, we almost jumped that.
We're
going to do one, and I'll do it this time.
Thank you, Chris. I would love that.
Okay, so, Eli, are you unfamiliar with the website Pornhub?
No, what's it for?
Oh, it's like a resource, a database.
Like the library website?
It's like a library of cock and puss.
Oh, instead of the Dewey Decimal System, it's like the Dewey Decimal System.
You got it, mate.
Cool.
We're going to have to like put an R rating onto this podcast.
Yeah.
anyway, there's so much more than a porn website now.
Ooh.
Here's my fact of the
congrats.
Game. I was just reading online.
To them.
That they now have a sexual wellness center.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, a place you can go physically or a place you can go on their website?
A place you can go on their website.
Okay.
So you'll find information, a wide range of topics pertaining to love, sexuality, and health.
Ooh.
There's a video. We won't play the video. It's divided into a few different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Under Get Healthy, you'll find context about basic sexual anatomy, different STDs and STIs, and general reproductive health. Under Sexuality tab, you'll find information about how to navigate your and build relationships weekly.
Whoa.
Q&A sessions with Dr. Laurie.
Oh,
and articles focusing on... We should be getting money from Pornhub for this.
We're
massive
giving them a
plug.
Full plug, and they're not a sponsor.
Not that like they need our help. Everyone uses porn. Anyway, articles on sex tech and the latest sexual research and more in our Real Talk area of the website.
Wow.
So it's like a whole kind of, you know, sort of section of the website about, like, I guess how to have more open dialogues about sex.
Healthy sexual interactions.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's so great. You think about porn, I mean, I know multiple people who have like they got erectile, it's like porn. You know when people get so addicted to porn that
like
it gives
porn
them
overload.
Erectile dysfunction.
Right.
When they actually, yeah, that is like an epidemic among men our age.
They're like, you're consuming too much porn.
Yeah.
That when the time actually comes and you need to
come,
you're like, oh, I've just watched too much porn today.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could read that about on the website. Hopefully they're like, they wouldn't be like, porn's the best thing that you can use because
yeah.
It's like funded by the porn website.
True.
But
I can imagine they can be like, here's some like healthy moderation tips for how to consume porn.
He's like, is it lunchtime? Probably have some lunch.
Probably wait.
And take have a break.
Yeah. Well, this is great. I can't wait to consume all of that.
I mean, it's a pretty new website. I looked through it.
Mm-hmm.
Felt pretty comfortable just going onto Pornhub in the lounge. And I was like, no, this is research. I'm looking up their... like sexual health, like website.
Actually, I have a podcast.
I have today when I left the house, I was like, I need to go. I have to report. Oh my god, it's too hot. I need to go. I have to record a podcast.
never is a podcast urgent.
It really felt like I was like being paged to the hospital. I really enjoyed it.
Boop, 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 boop. Oh no, we have to do a podcast on sports right now.
Have to talk about sports.
So the reason we're talking about sports is because we're recording this on the day of the Super Bowl. We know it's not the Super Bowl the day you're listening to this, but, you know,
we've got busy schedules.
Yeah, we've got busy schedules.
We've got to play. We've got places to be. We got things to do.
We got people to see.
So we thought we'd do it today because we've both just haven't watched the Super Bowl, but that we have watched the halftime performance.
We do watch Lady Gaga. I watched a very, you know how immediately after this, it's like if you want to watch it, but you didn't catch it on the live stream, you've got to search through YouTube, you've got to change it to upload it within the last hour and try and catch it before they've taken it.
I found it on Twitter like instantly though, like
really
the NFL. But that's the National Football League. Oh
yeah,
my god,
you got it. We should not be doing a podcast about sports.
No, this is why we should be talking about sports.
Yeah, you're right.
They like uploaded the video like pretty much instantly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh well,
it was right on your doorstep, mate, and you went around the corner.
I did.
You went around to the corner.
I was trawling through YouTube. I started a few different ones, and then some of them were out of sync, and some of them were dodgy quality.
Nightmare. That's like when I'm looking for anything about like the Oscars or the Golden Globes. I'm just like, or specifically the Tonys. I'm like screaming at my laptop, just being like, "Where is a good link?"
Yeah.
Because I mean, anyone who lives in America who's listening, maybe. Would like they often just like can watch it on TV, or they'll be like, you can go onto like the NBC website or whatever and watch it. But New Zealand is like a nightmare for any content. We're only allowed to watch like old Shortland Street clips on the internet. Like that sort of feels like the only thing we've got access to, really. Like we can't watch any of Saturday Night Live.
We can't watch anything
of like the good TV that's on. Anything that's on Netflix is great.
Yeah, I love it when it's on Netflix. Thank you for giving us that.
We don't have everything that's on Netflix either.
No, our playlist is more limited than anyway. Look, I thought
we could rant. This is not the technology episode.
I thought Gaga did great though.
Yeah, I know.
Especially when she came out in that football outfit. That's when I got most excited.
That bit made me laugh a lot because it was like the theme of this performance is football.
Like
it was just like, we know this is at a football thing. We're not going to lie. I'm just going to like dress up like a football player and sing for a bit. What I liked was that there was like, I do quite like the Joanne album,
mm-hmm.
but I like, I really like old glittery disco ball Gaga, with like spikes. And she's like, I'm kooky.
Do you think by not performing Perfect Illusion, she was admitting that it was a sucky song?
I think she was definitely like, Million Reasons is the banger from this album. Yeah,
and also Million Reasons is my one for the Trump supporters out there. The country music loving Trump supporters will get it.
Yeah. And so it was like, it was so great to see like no pink hat.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm just wearing denim. Like, I was like, thank God she's come wearing everything.
Yeah.
And she's gone full mental Gaga.
I loved it when she was playing the guitar and the other guy was like moving around to her holding the mic to her mouth.
There's a great bit where that guy picks her up and then she's like, drags her somewhere. It was very strange. I quite like the back. I always love the backup dancers.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the dream for me, is to be a backup dancer. I would be like, not, I would be, you'd see me, I'd be like the left shark of the thing. Everyone's like, who's that tall, milky giant who's struggling? He's not keeping up.
Which artist would you want to be a backup dancer for?
Bruno Mars, no.
You get some free Versace though.
Elton John.
Oh, amazing.
Wouldn't that be great?
Amazing.
Or ABBA.
That would be weird. You fit in though. Look,
ABBA should do a halftime performance.
Oh, that'd be are they all still?
I was wondering, are they still all?
I think one is dead.
Hold on. Hey Siri, are ABBA still alive? Well, no.
Here's what I found on the web for: are ABBA still alive?
No.
Did Siri think you said, are ABBA still alive?
I said, is ABBA still alive? Okay. What sports have you played in your life?
Soccer.
Yeah.
Netball.
Yo.
Soccer, football for, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Touch rugby.
Wow, okay.
Volleyball.
Yep.
Badminton.
Yes. This is quite a range.
I mean, all of these really badly. A little bit of basketball, tragically badly.
Do you mean you went to classes, lessons, training sessions?
School teams, soccer, netball. That's all.
Right. I was tennis.
Nice.
Lots of tennis. Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
By accident.
Oh, I did a bit of hockey as well, actually.
And theatre sports.
Yeah, I put theatre sports. I actually didn't play any sports once I went to high school.
Okay. Straight up, I made the school change the school rules about sports when I was at high school.
Yeah.
Because I was so busy with like clarinet ensemble, concert band, theatre sports, all the things that were getting me laid. But the rule was it was compulsory for each student to do a summer sport and a winter sport.
Oof.
So I, at like the age of 13, 14, was like, no.
Yeah.
So I got a meeting with the headmaster and was like, this won't do. I'm too busy. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
I can't play. I don't want to play hockey. I want to be doing theatre sports. And he's like, are you sure you're not going to survive high school that way? And I was like, yes, I definitely want to. He's like, great, we'll change the rules. So it was great, headmaster.
Wow, you paved the way.
Yeah, mate. And then so it wasn't compulsory anymore. It was a change to a sporting or cultural performative activity.
Wow, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how I avoided it at high school. I just didn't do, similar to you, I just did like theatre sports and music and all sorts of stuff and was kind of busy.
The rule was like, if you, the kind of unspoken rule was, if you didn't want to play sports, sign up for badminton, then you could just go to this room where badminton practice was.
Oh.
And like no one was there. There was like the teacher who was in charge of badminton was just like, I know who wants to play badminton. No one. I'm just going to go home. And then so everyone used that as a scapegoat to get out.
That's good. Badminton was quite good at my school.
A scapegoat? That's not the right term, eh? I think I mean escape.
Escape room?
As a escape goat to ride them over the bridge and get out.
Meh. That was weird.
I really loved it. I knew you instantly regretted it as well.
Lamenting the fact that we don't have a sound effects board in here.
Sporting is kind of interesting though in terms of its relationship with like LGBTQI communities, because well, one, there's like, in terms of professional sport, there aren't a lot of like role models who are openly out.
Yeah,
there's a few, but not many, and it's kind of like the kind of cliche, specifically in the cliche, the kind of the unfortunate circumstance is that in New Zealand, like in most sort of like sporting scenarios, like there's a lot of bullying.
Yeah.
And which makes it really hard for those people who are like in the closet or whatever to actually get through and to continue doing sport.
Isn't it annoying? I know we talked about this in the last podcast, but it's like if a straight boy is doing drama, everyone's like, oh my gosh, amazing. But if a gay boy starts doing sports, he does not get the same reaction.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Wow, it's just so, I wouldn't have expected you.
You've got so much untapped potential.
My school was very good at volleyball. I played a little bit of volleyball.
Oh yeah.
But I was like, everyone played volleyball at my school, so I was never going to be like on a team.
Right.
It's a fun game. Volleyball, I play that.
Volleyball is, I could call it volleyball for a second there. Volleyball is really fun. And it's like kind of cute because it's also beach volleyball. Which is, is it like when women play it, they're like only in bikinis? But like when guys play it, they're in like shirts and stuff, eh?
No, they're shirtless, but they get quite long shorts. So there's kind of.
They should be specifically only in Speedos, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, that's so crazy. And another really interesting fact is like our national, like sporting heroes, the All Blacks. There's no All Black that has ever been out in the history of the All Blacks.
Yeah, there's some that have come out after the fact, right? I think.
Really?
I'm going to get my phone and Google right now because I'm pretty sure there is at least one, maybe two that have come out.
My relationship with rugby is like so fraught because of just like having, I feel like constantly I am like, it's like it's the older brother and I'm competing against it like my entire life.
Because rugby's big at your high school, right? Rugby was not at mine.
It was massive at my high school. Like it was like, it was the best thing that you could do. We had made so many All Blacks in our school and they went on all these trips and everything. I feel like even now, just like professionally, like you're just constantly trying to get the attention away from rugby and onto theatre.
Yeah, well, it's like the people who get, like, in terms of, and if you're in advertising in New Zealand,
yeah,
the All Blacks and their coaches,
yeah,
get paid the most.
Yes,
like the coach of the All Blacks right now is on an ad for garage doors.
Oh, it would have been paid so much for that
too.
Paid
a killing.
Have you got any updates on whether some have come out after the fact?
No, the photo on this article about how there should be a gay All Black is of Robbie Manson, who's an New Zealand Olympic rower, who is gay. Shout out to him.
The closest I've ever come to professional sports is when I did a milk ad when I was a young boy. I was in the MetaFresh milk boy.
Were you?
Yeah. And I got paid $50 a word, and I had to say, by collecting rugby star nicknames with MetaFresh milk. So I got paid $650, and I was like, I had to hold this like big thing of milk, and I couldn't even and in front of all these rugby players, like super 12,
yeah,
rugby players, and which is like the regional competition, rugby competition here, but it was like, oh my god, I can't even remember their names. Todd Blackadder, was that his name?
Yes. Yeah.
Byron Kelleher, who like later went on to like. Everyone kind of thought might be gay. There's like lots of like weird like things on the internet about him. But he's running like a bar, like a haka bar, it's called, in London, I'm pretty sure.
Whoa, cool.
He was in the press recently for like bad things, I thought. And like some other ones that I've forgotten, I think.
Are you asking me who was the captain of the Crusaders?
No, of the All Blacks. He was the captain of the Hurricanes for a while. He had dreadlocks.
Tana Umanga.
Tana Umanga.
Oh my god, you forgot Tana Umanga's name.
But it's like 40 degrees in here and it's not my bag sports. Anyway, I fainted in front of all of them. And woke up in Byron Kelleher's arms.
Great.
My dad gave me a cookie time.
Yeah.
And Byron Kelleher was like, those fucking producers, they're such assholes. I can't believe. And I was like hearing the word fuck for the first time and like from Byron Kelleher. But also I was like, just keep holding me. Like, it was such a surreal experience. Christ. Yeah.
I also was in an ad with rugby players.
Oh, what?
So bad. It was for a fast food outlet in New Zealand. I had to. It was a bunch of Super 15 players. And I.
Oh, wait. I know.
You know what? I had to run through a giant piece of paper with a burger printed on it. And I had to run through and rip the paper open with my body, holding a burger, and then bound through and give them thumbs up to the camera. There were three pieces of paper total to try this out with.
Oh, no.
Also, no one told me that's what I was doing. So I turned up, getting makeup, costume on, no idea what was going to happen until I literally walked out the door and saw the piece of paper. And then before I ran, the rugby players were all sitting there watching.
Oh, no.
One of the crew was like, you need to run really fast to get through this. So I like bounded ahead. I jumped through it, jumped way too hard, fell over.
No.
The burger mushed into my face and all down the costume. And it was filmed in slow motion. So then we all watched it back.
And they all laughed.
But also they were like, you better nail this the next two times because there's only three pieces of paper. And then the second time, there were also cheerleaders. One of the cheerleaders fell over. And then the third time,
you nailed it.
Well, I got as close as I could.
A close
and I had
second.
To use it.
On the second and on the third time, they had to use it. I love that where this episode's on sporting and we're literally just talking about our television credits.
Hey, I just love talking about any time I've been on television.
What is your favourite sport?
I quite like tennis to watch and play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no good at it.
I did private tennis training with a coach.
Yeah.
With
Serena Williams.
With Serena Williams. I have her number on my phone. With my father.
Yeah.
And we had a coach that we shared. We had half an hour each with him. And I think I fell in love with my tennis coach.
Whoa.
Like, I would have been young. But I think my dad was just like, I mean, my dad, like, I'd like train in front of my dad.
Yeah.
And I would just flirt with the trainer for like the whole session. And he'd be like, all right, we'll just get you to back up. And I'd be like, how far do you want me to back up? And then I'd like back up like all the way across like the court. And he'd be like, no, Chris, just a meter away. And then I'd like come back and like laugh and like constantly make like jokes for him and
stuff.
I think my dad would have been like, oh my God, my son is a horrible flirt and a terrible tennis player.
How old was your coach?
Oh, he was like, you know, he was probably like 27 at the time and I was like 10. So I love older men.
Bit of an age gap.
Yeah, but you like, it's like that kind of like babysitter phenomenon where you like fall in love with your babysitter.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I remember playing, like, I played a lot of, the time where I played the most sport was in church youth group.
Yeah.
A lot of touch rugby, a lot of hockey. Here's a thing that happened to me.
Oh, my God.
One of my good friends from high school, who was also a pathological liar, she lied about so many things. And then one time she came to youth group with me. We were talking about what we're going to do for the activities. And then the youth leader was like, well, guys, I thought it'd be really cool if we played some hockey. And then she was like, oh, my gosh, Eli is captain of our school hockey team. And she wouldn't let, and I was like, no, I'm not. And she's like, he's just being embarrassed. Every time that I tried to say I didn't do it, she was like, no, he's really good. So then,
this is evil.
It was crazy. Then the other people in our youth group like had a fight about whose team I should be on.
Oh my God.
And then we played, and to be honest, I actually
played. How are you still not like, I'm not. Like, how did she win over you?
It was a true terror. She was a terror. And anyway, the thing is that I remember thinking that I was like, oh, I actually played hockey all right. Maybe I pulled that off looking like I was the captain. No way would I pull up looking like I was the captain of the hockey team. We're playing with those plastic hockey sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a primary, after my primary school, which finished, it was like 6 years of primary school. And then like there were some primary schools that did year 7 and year 8, those kind of intermediate years. But I went to another intermediate school and it was a very small, like high Anglican intermediate school.
Yeah.
And in the middle of town had like zero resources apart from a lovely church.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, cool. And they were like, the coach was, the principal was like, that boy's very tall. We can definitely use him for the school hockey team.
Yeah.
And so they recruited me as the hockey goalie, despite never having played hockey before in my entire life.
Yeah.
So my dad took me to a hockey match to be like, you'll be fine. I was like riddled. I was like going to vomit when I found out. And I was like, there's no way out of it. Like I was just like immediately made the goalie. And then, so dad took me to a hockey match to be like, this is hockey. And the balls were flying so fast at the goalie because it was like a high school team playing and like hitting him in the head and stuff. And the helmet that our goalie wears for hockey is like a full like head helmet.
Yeah.
But the school was so budget, they only had like a tiny baseball mask. So like the rest of your face was like exposed. But they managed to buy me all this. They like bought all this new gear.
That's nice.
For the new hockey goalie, me.
Wow, superstar.
Even though I was like, I'm gonna quit after the first time I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And like getting all the gear on before, like just feeling so out of depth. Like I felt like I was in like a foreign country, lost without a map.
Yeah.
No money and no passport. I was like, how am I gonna get, how am I going to survive this?
Yeah.
And then was just like immediately just thrown in front of the net, and the game started, and I was just like, what? I remember just being like, get me out of here. This is not... And I think I came very close to pissing myself in the goalie cup, which is that like thing that covers your genitals.
I know what you're talking about. Well, I'm wearing one.
I'm wearing one right now.
I'm wearing one.
And it was like truly the most distressing experience of my life.
Oof. I have another distressing sports story to share. You know when you walk past like a group of high schoolers and you still feel intimidated by them, even though now we're like in our 20s?
Yes.
I remember the first time...
Well into our 20s.
Yes. I remember kind of the first time that I felt intimidated by people younger than me. And here's what happened. Ugh. We'd been doing our PE. I don't know if this is the same overseas, but in New Zealand, it's like you have to do PE as a school subject until fifth form, which is like...
You had to?
Yeah, at 15.
That is bull rush.
Well, we had to do it. And one of the projects that we did was basketball. We all learned to play basketball. We also had learned to ref basketball. And I'd done like one class on refing basketball. And then my friend was like, oh, you should come. Same friend.
Oh my God, get rid of her.
She was like, oh my gosh, you should come. We should go watch the junior girls play basketball. I think the reason she wanted us to go is because she was flirting with the teacher that brought the kids. I mean,
this ultimate villain of this podcast.
Villain of my life.
We need to take her down.
Anyway, we went to the junior girls basketball, and then another friend of ours was reffing, and then she wanted to chat to the girl that I'd come with, so she just put the whistle over my head, and I was suddenly...
Was she the ref?
She was the ref.
Oh,
I was
my God.
Referee a game of junior girls basketball. And this is what I mean. Like, I was so... These like 13-year-old girls were looking at me, and I felt older than them because I was 15. You know, that's like a big leap.
Yeah.
And in the high school, and I just didn't know anything. And I tried to call people on like traveling or whatever. Like a few things I knew. And I
bad
didn't
attitude.
Know.
That's a bad. You're off the court.
You're being too loud.
Don't look at me like that. Get off the court.
Too fast.
too aggressive. Yeah.
But there's two referees on each side of the court.
Oh my God. The other ref would have been like, oh mate, what are you up to?
The other ref was like an adult.
It was like, who is this child?
It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Can you imagine just rolling through life? One, lying yourself out of any situation.
Yeah.
And two, just like, if you want to do something else, you just like throw away what you were doing to someone else,
yeah,
and just skip away and not even worry about the consequences for that person.
Because I bet those junior girls were probably pretty cut up. The game was so fucked up by the terrible referee they got.
Hey, but they came very close to meeting a star in the making.
They did. And I, you know, that same year, I gave an amazing performance as John Proctor. So
Haven't we all given an amazing performance of John? I, too, have given an amazing performance of John Proctor.
I'm sure if you listen to the podcast and you, too, have given an amazing...
Oh, I'm just getting cramp in my groin, kind of.
Is that from the heat?
I don't know what it was from. I'm very wet.
I wanted,
like, sweaty.
Yeah, I'm really sweaty. I stink.
Yeah.
I stink today because I just drove back from Rotorua and
lovely.
Thank you. I smell.
So what is the moral of the story that, like, sports are bad? Surely that can't be the end of this. We need to kind of be able to, reposition our feelings besides sport. Or, like...
Yeah.
And I feel like the only way that I will really come about with sport is if there was a gay or black. But there's also so many gay, like when you go onto like Gay NZ, like those like websites, there's like lots of forums about like, hey, please join our gay rugby team. Or
I've decided I want to join a gay volleyball team. Do they exist?
Surely. We should start a gay sports team.
But, yeah, we should.
But a sport that we're both good at.
Yeah.
So that we're valued members of the team. Because there's nothing worse than, one, feeling rejected out of, like all sports. But then when you're, like, still rejected out of, like, your gay sports team, like, it's still oh, man.
Yeah.
It's like when I was picked last when our friends played Laser Strike.
Oh, Chris.
And then I got the worst score.
Oh, so you proved them right.
I proved them right.
That's heartbreaking.
I was genuinely really ripped up about that. But anyway, what would it would be a male and female sports team, but what would our...
It would be for anyone, like anywhere on the junior bike.
Yeah. It would be for... It's just for us. what is our sports team?
I'm looking at our physiques, and I don't know if
they're going
to
match.
Going to match up to one sport? Well, I mean, maybe it is rugby because maybe I can be the hooker, and you can be the
I can be the sass mouth. I'm just going to be on the side. I'm telling it as it is. Do you need one of those in a team?
No.
What about like a water sport?
Oh my god. Oh, I want to do rowing.
Really?
I've just
I'm
been
quite good on the rowing machine.
I'm quite good on a kayak.
Ah, do you know what though? I was born without one pectoral muscle on my right side.
And I wish you would stop talking about it. It's like...
Well, you wait till you're born without a muscle, mate.
Okay, sure. Sorry. I was born without heart.
I could... Cold-hearted. Yeah. Heartless. No, but I see that because the listeners don't know that, apart from my mum, who definitely listens.
Hello, gay.
But... born without my right side of my muscle. So when I kayak, my left side has more strength and I can't keep straight, story of my life, on the kayak. Oh, I go to one side the whole time. Yeah. It does suck. The last time I went rowing down the Avon, I like cried. Oh. But I was young and probably a bit hormonal, but yeah. Still
okay, cool.
Cried.
Oh, that sucks. And actually, just looking at it, there is also an openly gay New Zealand rower.
Oh.
Yes. So
all them can't pick rowing.
Can't, because there's already been space has already been filled. What about, like, have you played korfball?
Is that like a light ball?
It's like the hoop's very high.
Yeah.
And quite wide.
Is that a bit like Quidditch?
Yeah, it's a little bit like Quidditch. What about Quidditch? What a gay Quidditch team.
Well, we can't fly on broomsticks for one. Who's gay in the Harry Potter universe?
Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah. That's why we talked about this.
We talked about that.
Him only? But it's such a youthful campus.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking, like, underwater hockey was quite good for a while. I mean, you can't really have a diving team, can you?
You can be a diving duo, though. Oh, you can do synchronized diving.
Fans of the male gays, we are... right here, proudly, proud to announce that Eli and myself will be entering into the next Olympics as a duo, gay diving duo.
Where is the next Olympics? We've just had Rio. The next one's in... it's in California.
Really?
I think. Maybe.
Hey, Siri! Where's the next... Siri's not like, I don't even have my phone. Oh, no. Still heard me. Where are the next Olympics? Oh, no. Siri never works.
I guess the moral of this podcast is Siri never works.
Siri never works.
And the thing is, here's my thing. I imagine that my journey with sports is a lot similar to other people who, when they try like comedy or drama, which is like, so I even in recent years when I played social sports, I'll play until I have like one bad game and then I'll be like, I'm never doing this again because this is too mortifying. But I imagine that happens to other people with other things that I'm like fine to keep doing even when it goes bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
We just got to give it a go. Like, I'm not like, when I was younger, I'd be like, sports were terrible. I was like, I hate sports.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, sports are cool.
It's a great way to get that team spirit, but it's not the only way to get that team spirit. You know what I mean?
They're like your theatre sports team.
Yeah.
The team spirit's all over that.
The team spirit inside this podcast. And I mean, it'll barely be once our diving career really kicks off, it'll be hard to differentiate sport and podcasting for us.
I can't wait to dive with flair with you. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we'd be able to add, because I feel like there's so much more that you can, like, you could have streamers, you could have lights.
What if
you could have fireworks?
What if you're watching the diving and you're like, oh, these guys, these are the funny ones.
Yeah, they do comedy dives.
They do, it's a beautiful
we go down
beautiful,
like,
fully synchronized, and they have a tea party.
We go down with our legs folded, like sipping tea. Or like, what would be amazing is that if we had like rockets on the end of our feet.
Yes.
So when we went down, we went really fast.
Yeah, I think
they made the biggest splash, but they were the fastest.
They were illegal as well.
There's no, there probably will be rules.
I think there's rules probably against strapping rockets to your feet, yeah.
But I like that maybe we're giving entertainment value.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like trying to say stuff as we go down. Like, timber!
Hooty hoo!
Yeah, like, hoobie! And then we like point to each other or something.
I am your father. No!
Yeah. We do lots of that kind of stuff. Like high fives or like, we have like, we always like winking at the camera as we dive down.
Poker face.
Exactly. There should be more comedy sports.
Yeah.
We're comedy and sporting mates at the male gaze.
And I think we're done. Hey, before we go, we just want to give a big sporting thank you to BigPipe.co.nz. One for the other team.
Hip hooray, hip hooray, hip hooray.
And one for Big Pipe again.
Hip hooray.
Just one. I just said just one.
I said, this is why I can't do sports.
I'm sorry, Mom, it's not a phase.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're in New Zealand, come join us for the Little Empire Mini Festival on February 25th and 26th in Auckland. All your favourite shows will be there, including The Worst Idea of All Time, The Male Gaze, The Walkout Boys, and Boners of the Heart. Details and tickets at littleempirepodcast.com/live.